come alive, come alive in my body, dream. Hey, this is Molly Patrick, and you're listening to episode 42 of the Clean Food Dirty Girl podcast. Okay, so today I want to talk about rewards, and I want to talk about the fact that a lot of people tend to reward themselves with food and how this can be not super helpful, and how to sort of get out of this habit of every time you feel like you've had a stressful day, getting into that mindset of feeling like you or telling yourself, thinking that you deserve a reward in the form of something that's maybe not doing your body much good and not supporting you in your health and well-being and life. So this is something that I think a lot of us had ingrained into us from when we were little. I know that a lot of people who, when they were little and got a good marks on their report card, were rewarded with ice cream or pizza, or if you, you know, did good things around the house, you were rewarded with, drive through or something. And I think that this is maybe not as much now. I don't know. I didn't grow up with this mindset as much because I was raised with really, really healthy food. And so it was very rare to eat food that wasn't healthy when I was little. My mom just wasn't about that. But I certainly know that a lot of people were brought up with that and were kind of have that ingrained in them. And this is a habit that can be challenging to break, but it's definitely doable. So when people go on this journey of sort of making changes in their life to a healthy lifestyle, and, you know, for people in our community, that's switching to a whole food plant-based diet, but it's more than that too, right? It's about doing thought work to support that. It's about doing movement and listening to your body and getting in tune with your feelings. And it's a whole lifestyle shift. And one thing that happens when you enter this amazing journey is that you expand as a human, right? And you start to become aware of your thoughts, aware of your habits. And it's almost like you can kind of separate yourself from your automatic responses, your knee-jerk reactions, and sort of look at this in a way that's a little bit more objective instead of doing the same thing over and over again without thinking about it. And so this comes up for a lot for when people in our community kind of do this work. And so there was a question a few weeks back in the Facebook group specifically, like, hey, I'm working on releasing weight, and I have a releasing weight training in Plant Fueled Life. And so she's going through this and she's noticing the habit of having a very long day at work, getting home, and really the first thing that she does is go towards food for a reward. And you know, I used to do the same thing, not with food, but with drinking. And it wasn't just a reward, but it was sort of like anything. So if I had a long, busy or a long, hard day, I would drink to kind of calm myself. If I was really excited about something and celebrating something, I would drink to celebrate. If I was really bored, I would drink to kind of not be bored anymore. If I was sad, I would kind of drink because I was sad. And then all of a sudden what happened is it didn't matter what day of the week or what was happening, there was always a reason to drink. And the people that I've talked to, oftentimes people will like put in food for booze, right? Or put in this for that. And it's the same thing. It's very, very similar. We go through these similar things of this, you know, reward response, wanting a reward, and then the satisfaction and or the pleasure of responding to that desire for a reward. And so the question specifically was, are there, like, what are the non-food sort of rewards that I could start doing in place of rewarding myself with food? And I think that that is a valid question. And I think that that is definitely worth exploring. And I do have some ideas, right? I do have a list of ideas for non-food related kind of treats, if you will. But before I get to that list, I want to offer another perspective as well. And that is, it has to do with buffering. And basically, if we get home from a long, hard day and we're feeling stressed, right? And the tendency is to seek out something to make us feel not stressed or not sad or not tired. Whatever we reach for, that is what we're buffering with. Whenever we do something to make us feel a different way, that is called buffering. And we can buffer with many, many things. And I've talked about it on this podcast before and in my coaching, but you can buffer with eating really healthy food. You can definitely buffer with non-food related treats. You can buffer with social media. You can buffer with meditation. You can buffer, it sounds sort of like that doesn't make sense, but if you are seeking to do something, right, with the intention of kind of escaping your feelings or changing how you feel instead of processing your feelings, then that is buffering. So although I do have a list of non-food related treats that might be much more beneficial and supportive on this journey, I also, instead of just going straight into that list, I wanted to kind of highlight the importance of when you get home from work and you've had a long day, how important it is to not reach for something, whether that's food or not, and just allow yourself to be in the space of wherever you're at, knowing that you're never stressed because of anything that happened in your day. You're stressed because of the thoughts you're having about what happened in your day. So recognizing that we don't get like automatically, you know, stressed or overwhelmed or sad or happy or excited out of the blue. It's not based on the things outside of us, right? It is based on our thinking and the thoughts that we're having. And so knowing that, when, let's say, you get home from work and you're feeling stressed and you're really feeling like you don't want to be stressed and you're searching for that thing, that's the invitation to then stop and just take a mental note. What are you thinking about your day? You could write it down. You could do some, just get a pen and paper and just write down some of your thoughts. And just start to get curious. What are you thinking about your day that's leading to a feeling, which is a vibration in the body, of being stressed? Where do you feel that vibration in your body? Is it in your chest? Is it in your throat? Is it in your stomach? Does it feel fast? Does it feel round or square or oval? And really start to pay attention and drop into your body and see if you can feel that stress. Where is that? And is it okay for that stress to be there without doing anything to make it go away? Can you just sit with it? Knowing that nothing has gone wrong, knowing there's nothing wrong with you, knowing that you are a human having a human experience. So that is kind of the work that will allow you to not seek out, whether it's food or not, right? Food related or not, to seek out experiences that'll make you kind of not look at what you're feeling and buffer out those feelings by just eating or doing something or getting on to the next thing really fast without pausing. And just A, examining your thoughts, and B, feeling your feelings. And when you do that, you won't need any treats. You don't feel, because anytime we have a desire for something, it's because we think we're going to feel better when we have it. Right. So if we want a treat, it's because we think we're going to feel better when we have that treat. But what if you could be okay with kind of not feeling okay? What if you can handle feeling how it feels to feel stressed or sad and not seeking something out to change that? So that's my first bit of insight and invitation for you to explore. Because then we don't even have to have the rest of the conversation. You will probably, you know, when you do that, then you kind of ground yourself and you get to your base. And then from there, you can make, you know, really intentional choices based on what you want in your life, not because you're trying not to feel something or because you're trying to feel something different, but because then you're making these choices based on, you know, a really powerful place that is more in line with your integrity and your purpose, instead of randomly searching or reaching or grasping for something. So you're, you know, to get away from this moment and this feeling. So when you do this work, you will automatically then go for the things that will be more supportive. You will find the things that you, you know, will be naturally drawn to. Not out of a place of fear or stress or lack, but out of a place of compassion and love and abundance for yourself. That's the first thing, the invitation. Get home, you're stressed, you're sad, you're tired, wiped out, you're disappointed, whatever it is. Just notice, what are your thoughts about the day? How are those thoughts making you feel? Where are you feeling it? Just sit with yourself. So often we're just going so fast that we're not even paying attention. We don't have that awareness. We're not tuning into ourselves. It's so much about outside of us instead of dropping in to our body. And also just allowing ourselves to witness our thoughts without judging them. Just allowing ourselves to have whatever thoughts, knowing that we're human, knowing that, you know, they're just thoughts. Doesn't mean that they're true. Doesn't mean that they're you. Doesn't mean that you have to listen to them. Doesn't mean that they're horrible. Doesn't mean that you're horrible. You're just having some human thoughts because you have a human brain and you had a human day. Are you making those thoughts mean anything about you? How's that making you feel? Just really put on your detective cap and get curious. And then from that place of spending a little bit of time and really holding space for yourself, then what do you want to do? You want to drink some water and go for a walk? You want to make a really healthy dinner? You want to take a bath? You want to call a friend? You're going to be less inclined to reach for the stuff that gives you false pleasure because you're not going to need it anymore. So, okay, that's the prequel to this. So now, after that is done, here are some things that I do that are kind of non-food related things that I enjoy doing. And not because I am... Well, you know, sometimes I am buffering. I mean, shit, even when we know this and we practice this, we still sometimes buffer. And I do. I buffer sometimes as well. However, these are the things that when I've dropped into myself and kind of gotten curious and allowed myself to feel and just kind of allowed myself to be aware of my thoughts and what that's creating for myself, then here are some things that I enjoy doing that is not drinking, that is not smoking, that is not eating, you know, food that's not going to be supportive. not to say, well, I never drink and I never smoke, but that's not to say I never eat food that isn't supportive. I actually just ate some potato chips today. Full disclosure. Okay, so I like to put on some music and dance. That to me is a really gratifying, supportive, soul-nurturing thing to do. I like to get on my yoga mat and I like to do some stretches. Most of the time I will just be with my breath, but sometimes I will turn on some music and some peaceful kind of music to go along with my stretching. I like to sit down with my cat and brush her fur and have a chat with my cat and just brush Sweet Pea and ask her how her day was. If it's cool enough outside, I really like to take a bath. Right now it's much too hot to take a bath. But in the winter, taking a bath, I love sitting down on the couch and just rubbing my feet, taking 10 minutes, 5 minutes on each foot to rub my own feet. I do that. I love it. It feels so good. I'm reading a chapter in my book, whatever book. I usually have a couple books going, but just taking a moment and just reading a chapter, oh, it feels so luxurious and so yummy. Another one is making a cup of tea and chatting with my wife or calling up my sister, one of my sisters, or calling up my mom or my dad and just having a chat, checking in. That to me is very, very lovely. This is one that I started doing when I was in Africa and I'm doing it still. And that is playing solitaire with actual cards. Not on like my phone or my iPad or computer, but like actually taking a deck of cards and playing a solitaire. That is so much fun. That is such a treat for me, right? So I love doing that. So those are some all kind of non-food treats that I do. But again, those aren't going to be as powerful or as useful if you don't kind of do the first piece of this. And that is, like I said, being aware of your thoughts, checking in with how you're feeling, processing those feelings, and just allowing yourself to be in that space of stress, sadness, overwhelm, whatever it is, without trying to fix it and without trying to change it. I know that that's a practice, right? And you can just, even if you do it for like, I don't know, 1 minute, try it for 1 minute, see how it is. And maybe you can do it for a few minutes and then you'll get to the point where you don't have to like sit down and do it with a lot of effort. Like you're just kind of going to do that throughout the day as you go through your day. The more you do this, the more kind of second nature it becomes. And you know, it's funny when you're not used to feeling your feelings, a lot of people be like, I don't know what I'm feeling. I have no idea. I just want to eat the food. I just want to treat them. I just feel stressed. I don't have time for this. And then you know, oh, then this is your, when you're feeling resistance towards something, that is your kind of clue to go towards that. Then. So that is my invitation to you. I hope this was helpful. I hope that you have a wonderful, wonderful day. And I will be talking to you very soon. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoy this podcast, I would love it if you could rate and review it. That would mean a lot. And if you want to learn more about our whole food plant-based meal plans, head on over to our website, cleanfooddirtygirl.com, and check them out. You can also pick up a ton of plant-based recipes and resources and get inspired to celebrate human imperfection, because none of us are perfect. None of us, promise. And isn't that a relief? Oh my gosh. Okay, have a beautiful week and I'll talk to you again soon. Dreamer, come alive in my body.